I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The Ad Council is self-described as, quote, a private nonprofit organization that marshals volunteer talent from the advertising and communications industries, the facilities of the media, and the resources of the business and nonprofit communities to deliver critical messages to the American public, end quote. A press release on the Ad Council's website dated October 18, 2011, claims that approximately 7,000 high school students drop out every school day. There's no clarification on whether that number relates to only civil government school system dropouts. Nevertheless, I think the more students that leave the civil government school system, the better. You may think that is cold and counterintuitive, but it isn't. I have compassion for young people, and I care about them deeply, so much so that my career is dedicated to encouraging our society to abolish the system that prevents them from hearing the gospel. So I encourage young people to leave the civil government school system. There are better ways to receive an education than in a system that treats young people like Pavlov's dogs, classically conditioned. The Ad Council release goes on to state this, quote, "We believe that education is at the core foundation of our nation, because the key to a productive life is graduation from high school. As James A. Garfield once said, next in importance to freedom and justice is popular education, without which neither freedom nor justice can be permanently maintained. Humanists know nothing about real freedom, as their version of freedom is bondage to sin, and they use the civil government school system to advance that bondage to sin." Quoting President Garfield doesn't change that fact one bit. I will share another fact with you. The civil government school system, despite what President Garfield thought, is the exact thing that is preventing our society from experiencing true freedom. Since the civil government schools are not allowed to teach that Jehovah, and not man acting through the civil government, is the ultimate authority. At the end of the school day, each child has not learned a thing about Jesus, except that he's irrelevant. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.